Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's desire to cancel the Palestinian elections is the cause for the Israeli-Palestinian war. That's the headline. Maurice Hirsch comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Maurice, what do you think the Palestinian claims are for the cause of this present violence?
So Mahmoud Abbas needed to call these elections because he wanted the renewed funding from the United States. It became more and more clear that Fatah was going to lose, and therefore they cancelled the elections. He simply cancelled the elections. It's a simple dictatorship. In order to ensure that they had a reason to cancel the elections, Fatah has already been working for 2 or 3 weeks before the holy month of Ramadan, started in the middle of April, and in preparation for that month of Ramadan, which is traditionally a time for heightened incitement and heightened violence focusing on the Jews. Mahmoud Abbas and Fatah and the Palestinian Authority ranked up their incitement, showing video clips on television, calling on the Palestinians to strap on their suicide belts and go and blow themselves up on the Jews. And the Palestinians answered that call, and they started their violence. Since Fatah was seen as the one who had initiated the violence, and Fatah was now the one on the Temple Mount fighting with the Israeli policemen and fighting with the Israeli soldiers, Hamas needed to show its colors as also the defender of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They couldn't leave the political scene just empty only for Fatah. So how does Hamas, which controls Gaza, show their credentials as the defenders of Al-Aqsa? They start firing missiles at Israel, because that's how they show their credentials. That's how they prove we, too, are the defenders of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, of the Holy Shrine. That's what's really going on. Whilst they will claim it's a result of Israeli aggression, it has nothing to do with Israel's actions, Israel's policies, Israel's inaction, nothing whatsoever.
Maurice Hirsch with his report on how the Palestinian Authority President, Mahmoud Abbas, was responsible for starting a war in order to be able to cancel the Palestinian elections. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The war between Israel and the Palestinians on the Temple Mount and at the Gaza border is being ratcheted up each and every day in the Jewish state. The ancient Jewish prophets pre-wrote history as they predicted this scenario some 2,500 years ago. Ezekiel wrote that the Palestinians would kill the Jews and then steal their land. That's Ezekiel chapter 35, verses 5 and 10. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict will continue until the Messiah, Jesus Christ, returns to the earth. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...